Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle industry convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, today's cattle futures market gave back some of Friday's gains. The December live cattle were the one contract that closed higher. They were only up 5 at 122.45, while February's were 22 lower at 127.32. There's a lot of technical optimism here as the market made new contract highs. For instance, the April live cattle went up to 128.55. That was higher than Friday's high, and of course Friday's high was the highest those contracts have been. Going back all the way to the highs back in April, which were about 127.17. So we went over a dollar above the previous highs, which is pretty monumental in terms of the technical side of the thing. Fundamentally, on the other hand, there's a lot of chatter about the feedlots being extremely full and kind of backing up a little bit. And market-ready cattle aren't there, but there are cattle that will be coming out in the future. If you look at box beef alone, it's come down about $27 off of its highs. Back a few months ago, it got up to 242. Right now, it's somewhere around 215. So choice box beef has come way down, and that could impact the feeder or live cattle futures going forward. Of course, it's kind of weird that they're going in complete opposite directions. And Fabling hogs ended up the day up a dollar.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
What a rally here for the grain futures markets. We were higher across the board. We had corn up about 6 to 6.5. Soybeans up 13 cents. Chicago wheat up 13. And Kansas City about 7 off the highs. 6 to 7 off the highs. But that Kansas City July closed up at 474 and a quarter, up 17 cents. And that's the highest level we've seen since the end of the summer here. And in a few days here, we've rallied about 35 cents off the lows just from 3 or 4 days ago. So quite a bit of strength here. The U.S. export market seems to be picking up. We've rallied more in our export market than other export countries such as Russia, Ukraine, France, etc. So there is the idea that we could pick up some exports. Is it China buying it? It's hard to tell for the wheat market. But that's picking up, and that's what's creating some demand here. And also why it is that we've had the lowest wheat acres we've had in a substantial period of time, taking some of that cash grain next summer off the market. The other thing is hedge funds are already long wheat. They're short corn, short beans, but long wheat. And so I think they, in a way, smell blood in the water here and have the shorts scrambling to get out and buy those positions back. So a lot of really good things going on right now in the wheat market. The cotton is up 20 today at 67 cents in March cotton, and the Dow Jones currently up 123 at 28,288.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.